a response came from the person who sent me the original note, obviously contacted somebody else. This was from Jerusalem, and it was from the niece of Raphael Schechter. Now, she didn't know her uncle because she was born in 1946, but her mother was his sister. And she said, "Family concerned, what are you looking for? What is this?" Now, I now realize that there are people who were affected by the Holocaust who often have been taken advantage of, and they're very worried that people are going to make money off of them or something like that. So I think that was what she was reflecting. And I wrote back and I said, "I have a theory that your uncle may be a hero, maybe a great hero, if my theory is correct." And I'm beginning to think that if this was a statement of defiance and resistance, if this was a way of shouting back either for themselves or to the Nazis or whatever, then this is an incredible way of stating their state of mind and raising their fist and shouting in a very productive and concrete way. So I wrote back and I said, "I think your uncle may be a hero. I need to talk to people who were there, who have some idea of what went on in rehearsals, so I know whether or not there were underlying motives regarding this." She writes back and she said, "I just spoke to my mother. She was also in Terezin for 6 months, but did not know her brother in Terezin. They were not anywhere near each other." She said, however, she did think that he had a roommate or a friend in Terezin who, if he's still alive, may shed some light. She thinks his name is Kraza. It's a common Czech name. She thinks his first initial could be E or F. She thinks he made his way eventually to the States, and she said either Texas or Boston is what she remembers. I said, fine. So I immediately tried both places. I call Area 617 in Boston, and she says, "I have an Edgar Kraza in Newton," right outside. So I called the number immediately, and what I got was, "Hello." And I thought, well, right accent, right age. And I said, "Mr. Kraza, my name is Marie Sidlin. This is going to be the strangest phone call you ever received in your life." She said, "Did I win something?" You know, I said, "Well, I'm not sure. You may have lost something." I said, "First of all, may I ask you a question? I'm calling you from Portland, Oregon. I'm a conductor. I'm very interested in Terezin and some things that happened. Does the name Raphael Schechter mean anything to you?" And it was a pause, really quite a long pause. And he said, "I named my son after him." And I said, "Then you were at Terezin?" He says, "Yes." "And how did you know Mr. Schechter?" He says, "Well, first of all, I sang in the chorus. And secondly, he was my bunkmate for 3 years. I said, "Mr. Kraza, this is Tuesday. If I came to Boston, can I take you to lunch on Friday?" And he says, "A free lunch? Then I did win something." Like this. Unbelievable. Anyway, a few days later, I show up. He comes to my hotel. I had a reservation for lunch. We meet in the lobby, and I said, "Let's go to the dining room." He says, "No, no, no. Hannah's waiting for us. We have lunch at home." I says, "Mr. Kraza, I'm a serial killer. You don't want me in your car or your home. You don't know me from nothing." And he says, "You come all the way here to take me to lunch? Come, let's go home. We can talk better there." So it was one of those car rides. You know, he's 80-something at the time, and he just turned 90. And he's got the wheel, but he's looking at me doing 90 miles an hour along these highways. "So you came all the way, you know, would you mind looking at the, you know, the traffic?" Miraculously, we made it to his house, and I spent about 8 hours with him, and the story began to unfold. Yes, Schechter said, "We can sing things to them we cannot say to them, that this is our way of fighting back. There are all kinds of ways to fight. Our way is to take the high ground, and the Verdi Requiem is the perfect dramatic work